Today's daf is Zvachim Kuf Yud. Maybe we'll just do a quick, brief chazor for what we ended off with yesterday, because it's nogea to the opening part of today's daf. We had a stira between the Mishnah and the Brais, and we had three different shittas as to how to resolve them. Rabba said that the machloikas was a question of haktora bifnim. Abai took the opposite approach, that it was no, the machloike, the sugi was about the haktorah b'chutz, and Rava held that what? That we were talking about tziruf hakli, where you put everything into one kli. Let me just go back and read it again. It's significant. And the Rabbanan held lav milsahi, that it's not. And so according to Rava, the ukimta is, they were talking, we put a full shear, was put into a kli sharis. Okay, so now we pick it up. Omer Rava, hashtelamanda omer kvi usa demana lo klumhu. According to the man da omer who holds that putting into a kli is not halachically significant. So then, what would be the din in the following case? Kova shisha lapar. You put 6 log of yain, that's your nesachim, that goes with the bowl. Umashach mehen arba vehikriven b'chutz chayiv. Right? So 6 is the correct amount. But then you took 4 of them and took those 4 as nesachim outside of the Azara, so you'd be chayiv. Why? Sheru'in la'ayil, because that amount is the correct amount for an ayil is a ram. So these pesukim is in Pinchas, Perek Chavches. So the pasuk says, back one second to read what it's talking about, gives all the different measurements. So Niskehem chatzahin yiyeh lapar, ushlishis hahin la'ayel, revi sahin lekeves yain, zois os chodesh bechadsho lechadshi hashana. So that's the pasuk going through its the different required amounts. So now let's go weiter. Kova arba'a la'ayel, if you took 4 lug for yain for the ayel, right? Umashach lehen shlosha v'hikriven b'chutz, and you took 3 of them, yechayev, why shruim keves? Because that's the correct amount for a keves, a lamb, right? Chosru kol shehu, but if of these shlosha lugin, you were chosru kol shehu, you were lacking a little bit, vehikriven b'chutz, your potter, because you never find the sachem that's less than 3 lug. So Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says from here to defend going back to Abaye again. So again, just to remind ourselves, Abaye said the whole machlokes was about haktora b'chutz. Nisach me haktora lo yafi rabbonin. No. The Rabbonim aren't going to learn out a chiv from Nesachim, which is chutz leazora from the Nesachim, for the chiv of the Ketores, because these are two different avoidas that are both done in chutz. So it continues with Ashi, afagad chutz mi chutz leyafe, and even though the Rabbonim are not going to learn halachas from one chutz to another chutz, haktora me haktora yalfi, but they would learn the haktora of the Ketores, right, from chutz from the ketores of bifnim, afagav the chutz bifnim, right, mibnim. They would learn it like that as well. Okay, so now after the Mishnah had said all the things that had been entirely burned on the mizbeach, the chulan shechosru, right, any one of these things was lacking just the smallest little amount. So if you brought it outside of the azora, your potter ibay lahu. Questions like this. Chisoron de chutz shmei chisoron or lo shmei chisoron. So here's the question: Is a chisoron that happens to something outside the azora, is that called a chisoron? In order to be potter now from the extra main part? Oh no, it's not necessarily considered to be a chisoron. Lav shmei chisoron. So mi arminin. So what's the shaila? Kevid nafak apastuluhu mali chaser mali yoser. You know, once already that you've taken it out to its puzzle, right? That's the psul of yotze, and nevertheless, the Torah says you're chayiv for bringing makriv as a korban over there. So what difference does it make to me if there's an additional, right, psul that was chaser? What difference does it make to me whether it's complete? That's one way of looking at it. Oh, Dilma, no. And again, I'd like to point out, Dilma is the source of the English word dilemma. My dilemma is the other way. Maybe I could say, I don't know which way to go. Yotze de ise be'ene. In. When it's yotze, that it was still in its original place, be'en so yen in. You know, chilami. Delays be'ene, but if not, it's not, then lo. You would not be chayiv. That's the suffix. That's the question. Omer Abaye Tashma. I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Poter. Rabbi Eliezer says you're Poter. Ad sheyakriv es kulon, until you makriv the entire thing outside of the Azara. So you see clearly from this that the korban has to be complete, and if it was chaser, then it's not a problem. So Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Labaye, Mid Rabbi Elazar Poshitmar. 1 second, you're bringing me a raya from Rabbi Elazar. The Chachamim were cholik on Rabbi Elazar. They hold your chayav for even a kezias, right? And we're asking them the shittas of the Rabbonim. So how can you bring me a raya from Rabbi Elazar? We're not going there. The whole question doesn't even get up, doesn't arise. It's only from the din of the Rabbonim. So Amalei Rabbi answers back. Beferush Shemili Minei Derav. I heard explicitly from Rav the following: Adkan lo pligi rabbanan alei Rabbi Elazar. The Chacham only argued with Rabbi Elazar ela deisa beene, when it's complete, right? Ava bechisorum, but if it was lacking, modulei, they're masking to him that you are not chayav for that. So that's what the Gemara is trying to bring a proof from here, right? Lav de chaser bechutz, isn't the case talking about, Rav's talking about a case where it became chaser outside? So if so, then it's obvious that even according to the Rabbanan, that a chisorum that's outside is considered to be a chisorum. Rav says, no, la, not necessarily. De chaser bifnim, it could have been a case where it became chaser while still inside the Azar, and therefore, you can't bring me in this Mishnah as a raya one way or the other. Okay, so Tashma, v'chulon shechosru v'hikriven b'chutz, potter, right? Mishnah said any one of these korbanos that was choser and you brought them as a korban outside of the Azara, you're potter. So again, now you're getting the Gemara is trying to say what Mishnah is talking about. Lav de choser b'chutz is in a case where it became choser outside, and if so, then it's obvious that even a chisoran that occurs outside is still called a chisoran. No, the Gemara knocks this off as well and says lo de choser b'fnim. It could have been talk when a case where it became chasuv, I was still inside before it went out, and therefore you can't bring me a raya from this one way or the other. The Rambam in Ma'aseh Korbanos, Perek Yutes, Halacha Tes is Ketzad, right? You know, let's go back. Let's start with Ches. Kol davar shechayv enal ha'aloso b'chutz, kevin shehelim imenu kezayis b'chutz chayv, bein shehalo b'fnim, techila v'shir imenu kezayis v'halehu b'chutz, bein shehiniach ha'kol b'fnim v'lachach imenu kezayis v'halehu b'chutz. Aval im chosor oso dover ha'koriv kolshu b'fnim, right, it was lacking of a little bit, v'helo she'eroso b'chutz, your potter. Okay, now, test. Ketzad, what's an example? Ha'komisas, o ha'lavona, ha'vehimurim, Ma'ola mincha v'nisrafes v'nesachim she'chosu mikitzoson bifnim, right? V'hikriv she'erison b'chutz potter, right? That's our case. So in these cases, it was choser inside and you brought outside, you're going to be potter. She'har ne'mar lasos oso al ha'shalim hu chayv, only when it's shalim v'ein chayv al ha'choser. Ho'tzio shalim v'choser b'chutz v'alehu, you brought it out when it's still shalim and then you took it out and it became choser. And you were makir of that. Harezes sofik lefikach ein loke. So it's not the Gemara with the poshi. So you're not going to get malchus for that. That's how the Rambam brings it down. Okay. Good. Let's go weiter. Hamakriv kadoshim. Right. If you brought the korbanos, right, we talked about which they were the imurim, right. I mean, in other words, all things that were brought on the mizbeach outside. So you're chayiv on the imurim, but not for the baser. Someone asks, am I? Why are you chayiv? If you put the basar directly onto the mizbeach and then you put the emurim on top of the meat, ha'ika chatzitza, there's a chatzitza, it's a separation between the mizbeach and the emurim, right? And since they're brought on the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, that's the way. So you wouldn't have been yotze, so you shouldn't be chayiv if you did that the same way chutz, right? It has to be parallel. Whatever would work in the Beis Hamikdash inside, so if you did it outside. So now three answers, right? Shmuel Amr Shmuel Kisha Hafachan. That Shmuel saying no, the Mishnah is talking place where he turned them over, so therefore the Imurim were directly on the. Excuse me, what were on top of the Mizbeach and the Basar was on top, so there is no chatzitza. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I feel the tame is shelo hafchan. No, you don't have to come on to Shmuel. You could even say that you didn't turn him over, right? So what's the talking about? Hamani, who we going like Rabbi Shimon? He. This was the sheet of Rabbi Shimon we saw yesterday. The Amar afilu hala ahasela chayv. Yes, it was kufches. Even if you would what put it on top of a rock, you're chayv for that. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that it's clear that in order to be chayiv, the way that your makriv, the shchut echutz, your makriv is the korban outside, it doesn't have to exactly parallel the same way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Amar min b'mina eina chotzeitz. So Rav gives a different answer. He says, no, even in the Beis HaMikdash itself, when you have the Basar and the Emurim, it's not a problem because it's from the same guf, it's from the same animal, right? And if you have the same type of part, that's not going to be a chatzitza from that. The Rambam, we read this Rambam earlier, but it says like this, is now the same parak. Yotes b'holacha, hey, hamal esed b'heim akul b'chutz, chayim b'pnei ha'murim, afal pi shlohi frishon, ein boser hazevach chotzeitz. It's not chetzitza. Ke'ilu hiktir ha'imurim b'fnei atzam. It's like you were makrivit by itself. Aba hamal mincha. Okay, fine. So that's a different case. But you see here that it's not going to be a chetzitza. There is a discussion that the Avnei Nezer has in the Shas and Shuvos in Yordea, Reis Samech Vav. So he makes a chiluk. So it sounds like it's a fine point, but there's a difference between a negia, where something's actually touching, or there's a chiluk where something's eino chotzeitz. So it's not the same thing. You think, what do you mean? If it's touching, it's not a chatzitza. No, you could still have something that's not necessarily being a chatzitza. And he quotes this more in that context. I saw an interesting question in the Cheshuke Chemed based upon this line of min be'ema eino chotzeitz. So he asks the following question. You have a kid who takes a lulav, and someone else is holding on to the kid's hands, like above it, you know, like he's making sure you don't want to fall or something like that. And he had kavana. Does that work? Do we say that the child's hands are a chetzitza to the father? So let's read this. Sheila. Tinuk shekibo rishus li tolulav umina b'cholamoid sukkis. Okay, so he's letting his, not the first day, he's giving to a tinuk, he's giving to a whatever, cholamoid. Gam adam acher kibo rishus li toles halulav uminov. The guy also gets to do it. Ha adam shemihir ma'oid nigash letinok ba'oido machzikes adalad minim. He goes to the kid while he's still holding it. Ve'niach yadav al yedei hatinok v'nana osam. So he's holding, his hands are above the kid's hands. Ha'im yotze yedei chova oshlo yotze ki yedei hatinok choytetzin. So that's the question. Is this kid's hands, he didn't want to, I don't know, whatever reason, he didn't want to wait for him to finish, or like, so it's like this. Tshuva. Peke'en she'lezu dan b'shut tor lishma, simen kuf pe aleph, al adam tinuk shehechzik dalet minim, v'aviv hechzik biyadav kadei shlo yiblu. That's more common, right? You don't want the kid to drop it. So he said, the father's holding on to it, so they shouldn't fall the kid's hands. V'aviv v'dayin lonoto dalet minim. The father was not yet yotzi the mitzvah for that day. Ha'im yochel acher kach litol im bracha. Could now, since his father was technically holding it, did do the nanuim, could he say it with a bracha? Maybe he's yotzi. Hashema kvar yotze b'mashe hechzik biyadav shal tinuk, right? Hashay lehi gam b'shekiving letzis. Okay. The heishiv lechora mashe hagado toifes yedei hatinok ein ze chetzitza ki min b'mina ein chotzitz. Okay, umekum vur b'mesach zvachim daf kufyud anav. Right, that's amud aleph. That's our sugya. Legabi hamakriv b'chutz boser imay murim. Right. Ein habosser chotzitz ben haimurim lemizbeach ki min b'mina ein chotzitz. Okay, lemaskana. No, the kid's hands are a chetzitza. No, when we're talking about the korban, that was the same. That was the whole point. That's what we said over here in the Gemara, according to Rav, that it's one guf. With two bodies, they are two hands, but nevertheless, that would be a chetzitza, and it would not be yotze. Okay, there's a nice thing he has at the end, but we'll go back to the Gemara if we have time at the end. We'll try to get back to his dugma ledover that he ends off with. Okay, next Mishnah. Mincha shlo nikmetza vehigriva bachutz potter. So you had a mincha where they didn't take the koimates. You're potter because until they actually take the koimates, that's what's matrit to be brought on the mizbeach. So you're potter. Komtza, but if you did do the kmitza, right? V'chazav komtza l'socha v'hikriv b'chutz chayiv. In that case, you are going to be chayiv because once you took off the koimates, now that's the matir, so it's roi l'mizbeach. And therefore, you'd be chayiv for bringing it outside, even though it's still mixed in. So ask the Mora, v'amai. One second. Why are you chayiv for that? Why are you chayev? Libatli shirayim lekoimitz. One second, they'll be bottle barov. Because if you think about the shirayim, there's certainly much more than the koimitz that you took out, that little handful. So amrav zera, excuse me, amrav zera nemra haktora bekoimitz v'nemra haktora b'shirayim. The term haktora appears in both places. Let's just read these psukim for a second. The beginning of Vayikra. Perek Beis. So says the Torah. We'll read the two psukim. The first one is what it says. Vehevi'a el bnei Aaron hakohanim bekometz misham lo kumtzo misalta umishamno al kol avonaso vehiktir hakohen es az karaso lemizbeicha ishe reach nichoach laHashem. So that's the first. That's by the mincha, and then the same parak, which is a few psukim later in Yud Aleph. Kol haMincha asher takrivu laHashem lo se'ase chometz ki kol sor v'chol davash lo saktiru mimenu ishe laHashem. Okay, so you find this lashon of haktora both by the koimitz and by the shirayim. So Moses is like this. It's a ma'af, that comparison sequence. Ma haktoras koimitz ein koimitz mevatel chaveru sa'af haktoras shirayim ein shirayim mevatlin koimitz. So just like you find by the koimitz that you mix them together, it's not being mevatel each other. So too, when you have the shirayim, it's not going to be mevatel the koimitz as well. So the source for this is actually from the Korbonos on Yom Kippur. You have the dam of the par and the dam of the sayir, right? The bull and the goat, they're mixed together, but they're still called by a shame by themselves, even when they are mixed together. Now, you think about the size of it, the dam you have from a par is much more than the dam of a sayir, right? But nevertheless, the Chazal learned that from here, and when the pings on the Mizbeach are not going to be mevatel each other when they're mixed together. That's an upcoming sugya in Menachos, Mit Hashem, in a few weeks, maybe more, maybe in a month or so, on Chaf Beis. Okay, says the Mishnah, now discussing about the koimitz. Hakoimitz v'alavona shehikriv es echod mehen b'chutz chayiv. Right, if you had the komets or the lavonas, the frankincense, and you did one of them outside your chayiv, Rabbi Lezer poiter ad shiakriv es hasheni. So Rabbi Lezer says you poiter if you only did one of them until you makriv the second one, because the only thing that's the remaining part for the mincha, it only becomes mutter once you burned up both of them. So each one by itself is considered to be like chaser, right? And you're not gonna be chayav for only doing one of them. However, Rabbi Lezer is masking echa bifnim echa b'chutz, but if you did one inside the azara and one outside the azara, you're chayav. Shnei bezichei levona shehikriv es echad mehen b'chutz chayav. So these two bowls of the frankincense, right? Now, what is that matir? That's matir the lechem haponim. So you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Lezer poiter ad shiakriv es hasheni. Again, same concept. If you only did one of them of these mazichei lavona, you're going to be potter until you do both, right? Because again, the lechem pon only becomes mutter once both are burned. Echa bifnim vecha bechutz chayiv. Rabbi Lezer would be masking in that case, and then you did. When you did, what's it called? You did one of them inside of the azar and one of them outside. Then you what's it called? Are chayiv. So over here, the Rambam in Maisa Karbonos says the Rambam in Halacha Yud Dalet Hakoimetz Halavona Shel Minchavi Shehikriv Echad Mehen Bachutz or Shehikriv Echad Mefnim Asheni Bachutz Yer Chayiv Vechein Shnei Bazichi Lavona Shel Lechem Haponim. Right? And it's interesting. The next halacha is just the Dharma continues in Tezvav. Misha shocha kodshim bezman hazeh ve'el mechutz la'zora chayiv. If you would shecht kodshim even nowadays, you're chayiv for that. Mipnei shehu royally karev bifnim, because it could have been brought inside. Why? Shehari motu lahakriv afal pish ein bayis. There's a heter to bring korbanos, even though we don't have the base of Megdish. Mipnei shekedusha rishona kodsha l'shaita v'kodsha l'asilovo. The Rambam paskins, right? It's a sugyan base of Achira, that the Rambam says that the kedusha it never left, right? So therefore there is a riot. This is, Reb Chaim uses this to explain why Sfirsa Omer could be deraisa bisman hazeh because it's roy, because you could theoretically bring the korban and therefore it would have a chiv deraisa. There's an interesting, I guess, a historical footnote in 1967 that the Lubavitch Rebbe told us Hasidim to leave Yerushalayim on Erev Pesach because the svar was that the Korban Pesach could be brought when you're Tomei, right? And if you're close to Yerushalayim on Erev Pesach, you don't bring the Korban Pesach, you're Yechayv Karis, right? So it's much more complicated. The Rebbe didn't tell us Hasidim, you know, to bring a Korban, but he felt they should take some necessary precautions so that they wouldn't be held chayev for not bringing the korban. Okay, again, it's, without getting into all the details, but this was for several years until the Rebbe felt that the Jewish control on Har HaBayis had weakened to the point that it would not be possible to actually bring a korban. Okay, that's more of a historical footnote. Back to the sugya. Says the Gemara, Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho Koimetz Mahu Sheyatir Kenegdu B'Shirayim. What's the din if you had the komets, right, but you didn't do the shirayim? Mishrashari or kalushe miklash. So, since again, you have to have both of them. You have to have the komets and the lavona in order to be matirit. So it would seem that which one would affect the other half, right? So the suffix is, would one of them be matirit? Or no, does it weaken it? In other words, so that you the other one, it would still be, it would still be prohibited. You would not be allowed to, what's called, eat from either one. So Aliba the man. So I want to ask one second. Who is Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha asking this Shaila within? Aliba the Rabbi Meir. If you can tell me he's asking within Rabbi Meir, to Amr he says, Meh. Faglin the chatzi matir. So he says that pigul could be on, if you only did only one half of the two that you had a machshav on either one of them, so that makes it pigul, right? So then it certainly should be matir, right? Mishmashari, the other one half should certainly be there. The fact that Meir holds that you're kavan by only one of them could make it pigul, that shows he holds that each one alone is a matir by itself. So for this can't be that the Shiloh was asked within Rabbi Meir, because we know that already. Okay, v'i aliba de rabbanon to Amri, and if you're going to ask me, is by the rabbanon when they said ein mefagim chatzim matir. So you're not going to do it because according to the Rabbanan, it's the other extreme. Not that just one of them is good, but they know you acquire both of them. So then it's obviously not them because lo mishrashari v'lo miklash kolish. It's not going to be matirit. It's not going to weaken it. So you can't tell me again, it wasn't Rabbi Meir, and you can't tell me it's Rabbi the Rabbanan either. Again, Rabbi Meir, because he held one was enough, and that's not what happened here. And according to the Rabbanan, you need both. Ella aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. Really, the Shaila has to be with Rabbi Eliezer within the Mishnah. Right? Again, Rabbi Eliezer, who held that if you were makriv the komets or the lavona, you're not chayiv. So let's go like this. Ella aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, ki Rabbanan sevirale. That he holds like the Rabbanan who said that you, the Omer, like the Omer says, the Eimafalgein Bechatzi Matir, right? It's not going to be pigul for only one of them, right? So therefore, he'd hold that if you only what did one of them, not the other, then it's not going to be matirit. So it's not going to weaken it. It's not going to make sense to ask a shayla within the shita of Rabbi Elazar either. Se'ela must be Aliba de Rabbanan. It must be the Rabban here in our Mishma. So, what do they say? The Rabban held that you're chayiv for being makriv the komets or the lavona. So they hold that each one by itself does have some effect over the shirayim, right? So that's where the case is. So what's the din? Mishrashari o kolish miklash. So now we know who we're asking the shayla within. The Rabban says teku. we don't know. It's unresolved. Okay, now the next mission now takes over to Ahmed Bey's is going to be discussing the Isser of Nisuch Bachutz. Says the Mishnah, the bottom line, Hazorik Miktas Dam Bachutz, if you did some of it outside of the Azorah, Chayev, right? You're Chayev. Rabbi Lezer Omer, I'm sorry, Rabbi Lozer, there's actually a Gro over here, I think who has it, whether it's Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Lozer, we're going to keep with Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer Omer, Af HaMenasech Mehachag Bechag Bachutz Chayev. That even if a person would do the, what's it called? the nisach hamayim chagir sukkis, you're chayev for that. Reb Nechemya Omer shiari hadam shehikri b'chutz chayev. If you brought them outside, you're going to be chayev for that as well. Let's see the Rambam. Where are we? Hazorik miktas matanos bechutz chayev hamikabel dam chatas bekos echa nosim imena bechutz vechazav nosim bifnim chayev al hanitan bechutz shahari kulo royally kariv bifnim ve'inosim imena bifnim vechazav nosim bechutz potem bepnei shehen shirayim aval imkibel b'shnei koisois bein shenosun shneim bechutz o echa bechutz ve'echa bifnim o echa bifnim ve'echa bechutz harei ze chayev. So that's what the Mishnah was talking about. Yeah. Okay. Omer Rava. Moide Rebbe Elazar Bedamim. Rebbe Elazar would be masking to the dam. So Rebbe Elazar would be moide, what he means, that this would be the halacha even for Kabbonos whose dam is done, that the Zrik is done bifnim, right? Even though we hold that they're only, it's ma'akiv, that you have to do all the Zrikas Adam on that. Titania, how do we know this? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Mimakum Shaposach, Humaschel. Okay, so the back of it, the Gemara of the Neumann, Daf Samech, is talking about, it's the Avodah on Yom Kippur, right? And during the Zrika, the dam spilled. So now, what do you have to do? You have to bring the dam from a second animal in order to complete all the Zrikos. It's just, they say from the Rav. The Rav, obviously, this was not a Kohen, he was a Levi. And the Rav said that if the Kohen Gadol ever had to stop the Avodah on Yom Kippur, I could take over for him. And he said he knew it that well. So here are the cases where they had to stop because they spilled the dam. So what do you do? So the Gemara says like this. Let's go back again. Detanya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Mimakam Shaposak, Humaschil. From the place that the Kohen Gadol had to stop the Zrika on the first, with the first behemoth, that's where it begins with the second one. But what do you see? It's unnecessary. He has to go back and do any of the Zrikos that he already did. So you see from this that each Zrika is considered to be an independent, a Maisa Bifnei Atzmo, and therefore you'd be Chayev even for one Zrika if it was done outside of the Azara. Okay. Rebbe Lazar Omer, Af Menasech Me Hechag Bechag Bechutz. If you'd also do the Nisach Hamayim outside, you're Chayev for that. So it's interesting. What it means like on a weekday? So how could that be? So we learned earlier, I think the Brisker Rav points this out, that the Gemara said you don't have to do the Nesachim necessarily on the day that the Korban was brought. So here too, you're doing the Nisach HaMayim, you're doing that after Sukkos as well. You could be a Chayiv for that. Okay, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Menachem Yod Fa'a Rabbi Lozer Beshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Omer. He's saying in the Shita Rabbi Akiva his Rabbi to Omer Nisach Hamayim De'oraisa, right? Because he holds that this is a din De'oraisa, right? Titania Rabbi Akiva Omer Unasacheha B'shnei Nisuchim Hakosu Medaber Echad Nisach Hamayim Ve'echad Nisach Hayayin. So this is a fascinating discussion that we alluded to earlier. I think it was yesterday, right? About the what the source is. The Mordechai and Daf Beis discusses how you learn out from the extra wording of the there's an extra mem yud and a mem. That's a rem is for the Nisach Hamayim. Or the Mordechai says, well, it's a halach l'moshe m'sinai, right? It's interesting. So one second. Oh. So what days of the korbanos was it actually pointed out that this extra mem yud mem occurs? So if you look at the psukim, it's on day 2, it's on day 6, and it's on day 7. That's where you have the abnormal words, and that's what gives us the extra letters, and that's how we get the drasha from. Fine. So the Torah Tzimim on Parashas Pinchas has a beautiful vort. You could go through the psukim so many times, you wouldn't pick up on this. But again, what days was it? 2, 6, and 7? So he says, look at, in the very beginning of Chumash Bereishis, psukim 2, 6, and 7. Beis, Vav, and Zion, and he'll see that they all mention water. Look at this, right? The second pasuk in the Torah, Va'ar taisa so v'vohu v'choshech al pnei sahom v'ruach elokim mirachefes al pnei hamayim. Okay, mayim in pasuk days, skipping to vav, v'yom elokim yehi rakia besoch hamayim, okay? V'yehi mavdo ben mayim l'mayim, that's our pasuk vav, and that's 2:6, and now 7, pasuk zayin, v'yas elokim es harakia v'yavdo ben hamayim, asher mitachas harakia ben hamayim, asher me'al harakia v'yehi chen. So a beautiful connection that you wouldn't necessarily pick up on our own. The Baruch Hashem, we have the Torah Tamima that points out, again, days 2, 6, and 7 lines up with the mentioning of Mayim on Psukim 2, 6, and 7. All right. Nice. You can say that one over. You remember that one for Sukkot's time. Okay. Amar Le Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan. If you're going to tell me that Blazer really holds that he's learning like Rabbi Akiva, right, that both the Nisach Hamayim and the Nisach Hayayin, you learn it out from the same thing. Se'im alahal and Shloshes Lugin, then by the Yayin, you have to do Shloshes Lugin. Afkan Shloshes Lugin, so too by the Mayim, you'd have to do 3 Lugin. V'ha Rebbe Lozer Mehechag. But the Mishnah Rebbe Lozer says Mehechag. So that's Mashma, it sounds like Kol Shehu, any amount, right? Mehak Kamar. I malahalon Bishar Yimos Hashana, Afkan Bishar Yimos Hashana. And for the rest of the days of the year, not just on Sukkot, so too, if he did water anything, right? So therefore, Rabbi Elazar bechag ka'omar. But Rabbi Elazar says that this is on the chag. So you see, Rabbi Elazar is learning this mitzvah of Nisuch ha-mayim from a different source. Okay? Ish temite ha-da'omar Rabbi Asi. So, whole discussion, Rashi and Tosfos, is exactly who overlooked this, but somebody overlooked the statement of Rabbi Asi. To Om Rabbi Asi, what does he say? Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bikas Beis Chorson. He was a place from the Beis Chorson. So he has like this, 3 examples. Eser Netios, Arav of the Nisach HaMayim, Halach L'Moshe Mesinai. So you have these 3 things, the Eser Netios. So we know that you're not allowed to work the land on a Shemitah year, but there's also to work the land 30 days before the Shemitah year, right? So that 30-day prohibition, the month before, is a halach l'moshe m'sinai. But if you have this esenetius, you have these 10 like saplings, if they're planted in an area of a base saw, which is 2,500 square amos, then you're allowed to plow the field, right? So that would be an example of a halach l'moshe m'sinai, right? The second one that our Gemara talks is about the arava, right? Then we know that on every day of Sukkot, you take the arava, and they were like put up and leaned up against the mizbeach, but the top of it would go over the top of it. The Gemara on Sukkot goes through a whole limud as to how tall it must have been. That's also a halach l'moshe m'sinai. And finally, our case over here, Nisach HaMayim, is a halach l'moshe m'sinai. A lot of discussion in that. Can you get malchus for something that's a halach l'moshe m'sinai? So, Mikedai, just to point out, the famous Rambam in his Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayis, that the Rambam writes that all of Torah Shebaal Peh can be divided up into 5 separate categories. What is it? So the first category is Perusha Mekablim Pi Moshe Rabbeinu, right? These are things he says that it's a remez. What would be an example of that? That would be something like Pri Eitz Hadar, right? Or so Pri Eitz Hadar, it's a remez that's talking about the Esro, but it doesn't say Beferish in there. The second category is what the Rambam calls Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Sounds like the first thing. And the first Perushim HaMukalim, Pri Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, but they are 2 separate. We'll just go through 5, and then we'll point out what the difference is between the 1 and 2. Then the next is what I'm talking about, the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Mehen. And then there's number 4 is Gezeros, and number 5 are Takonos. Right, there is a tshuva from the Chavos Yoyer who discusses how it's shayach to have a machloikis when it says halach l'moshe m'sinai. You would think that there wouldn't be. But he puts it together with the Gemara in Temura, which talks about the halachos that were lost or forgotten, the sveikos that arose during the time when, during the avelus for Moshe Rabbeinu. So he suggests that might be one reason why you could have that. But what is, Taka, the difference between category 1 and 2? Perushim ha-mukabalim. So it's like this. Rabbi Razer explained it this way as well, that if you would sit and think about it, could you figure it out on your own? So it might take you a really long time, but according to the first category, you might be able to figure that out, that ayin taches ayin doesn't mean you really poke the guy's eye out, it means that you make a monetary payment instead, right? But the second one, halacha l'moshe mesina, I couldn't figure those out on my own. There's no way that I would know shiurim on my own. We hold shiurim as a halacha l'moshe mesina, right? Yud gimel shanim for a bar mitzvah boy, inya kezayis. Mehechites, where would you come up with a kezayis? So the difference between category one and two is, could you figure it out on your own? Halacha l'moshe mesina, you could never have figured it out on your own. But the first category, if you sat in and worked on it long enough, so then the pirushim humukubalim, those perhaps you could. Okay, just to maybe we'll come back to one point about that question in the Cheshuke Chemed. So again, the question was, we saw a little bit, holding on to his kid's lulav, would that be a chatitza? So he gives at the very end this very nice piece, says, Dugma Ladar, I'll give you an example. The Maisa Shai Be'ir Shahaya Bo, Rak Lulav Esrog Echad Bilvad. You have a big city, it's only one set of Dalad Minim. V'chulam Ratz, let's say, Spazer Yidei Chova, and everybody wants to use it. V'ir Haisa Gedo, but it's a big city, so how are you going to get one lulav Nesrog around the whole thing? V'chain Sochru Goy, Im Susba Agalla, V'hagoy Holach, Im Halulav, Ha Esrog, Mi Base Knesses, La Base Knesses. Say, hired a Goy, and he's going to drive it around from one shul to the next. They don't get a chance. Kadesha kulam yotzebo yidei chova hayasham yehudi echad shelo yochul hayla hamtin ad ha'erev kishasus v'hagola im hadad minim yovei lav ma'aso. So what does he do? He couldn't wait. So this guy, he can't wait. Harim es kol ha'agola shebo hayadal minim. So the guy picks up the whole wagon with the dal minim in it. Venana osam, and he waves the wagon. La'ar baruchos ha'shamayim l'mala v'amata. Okay, he takes it in all four directions, up, down, everywhere. Ha'im ne'mar sh'haisa peh. Po, would you say here, Rak Chatzitza? What, all you have is a Chatzitza? Hadas no senes, she'ein kan nidon shel Chatzitza. That's not called a Chatzitza. Ela she'ein zu netila. That's not called a netila. Ki hu notel es ha'agola v'lo es ha'dalad minim. He didn't do a netila lulav. He took the wagon. Kach v'inyaneinu. Hu notel es yidei ha'tinok avalo es ha'dalad minim. So too, he took the kid's hand. He did not take the dalad minim. Okay. All right, the Mirtz Hashem will pick it up tomorrow's daf with Tan Rabbanan. Okay.